Now I want to skip to verse 15.
现在我们跳到第十五节。
And just read the first half of the verse for now.
我们读这一节的前半段。
Please, just the first half. Look at.
You want to read Hebrew first, then I translate?
Yes, sounds good.
好，我们先听希伯来文。
Vayikach Adonai Elohim et Adam vayinechem Gan Eden.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园。
Now this describes the nature in which God has placed us within the garden.
所以这一个经文呢，就描述了神把人安置在伊甸园这件事的本质。
Thank you. In verse 8, it simply says that He put man in the garden.
在第八节里面呢，很简单的说，他把所造的人安置在那里。
Let me suggest.This garden of verse 8 is describing our heavenly reality.
好，让我给各位一个建议啊。第八节这里所描述的是我们属天的光景。
And now that in this heavenly reality that is planted within God since before the foundations of the earth.
那这个属天的光景呢，是在起初以前神在他自己里面所造的。
But now the second description of the garden in verse 15.
但在第十五节里面，第二次对这个园子的描述。
Is describing the earthly reality, the waters below.
它所描述的就是刚才我们说在上面的水跟下面的水啊，是对下面的水，就是地上这个园子的描述。
Verse 8 simply says we are put in the garden.
第八节很简单的告诉我们说，我们被安置。就是放在那个园子里。
Verse 15,
第十五节
says that we are caused to rest in the garden.
第十五节啊，在希伯来原文的意涵里面有神就使我们安息在园子中这样的意义。
Literally, the Hebrew word is nach, and it means to be rested in comfort.
在希伯来原文里面，那安置啊，意思有。在安舒当中休息的意涵。
It is as though you take a baby and you don't just throw him into the cradle.
就好像呢，你抱着婴孩，你不会把他用丢的丢到摇篮里。
Or when the baby is crying and all at once is to be held.
那当一个婴孩在哭闹的时候，他们所要的就是被抱着。
Doesn't matter how much you tickle him or how much food you give him, all he wants is the warmth of your arms.
当时候呢，不管你怎么给他搔痒啦，喂他吃什么东西啦，他呢只需要在你的膀臂中被抱住。
It is the rest that is within comfort.
所以在这里的安置有这样的意涵在里面。
Comfort implies, in order to be comfortable, you need to be suited for the place.
一个人呢，如果要觉得安舒，那么一定要适境。就是说那个环境对你来讲是合宜的合适的你才会觉得自在安舒
meaning this is where you belong
意思也就是说这个园子就是你的归属之地
because this is the essence of your nature this is where you belong
因为这是你生命的本质你是属于这里的
and therefore it is only here where you will find comfort and therefore rest
因此也只有在这里你能够找到安舒也才得以安歇
Literally, the grammar is causative. God causes us to rest in the garden of delight.
所以在这一个经文的文法上呢是用一个祈使句是神使你安歇在这个喜悦的园子里。
Now, if you're wondering, how can the Jewish people survive the horrors of our history?
如果你有曾经想过说，犹太人是怎么样从那些悲惨的哦恐怖的历史当中存活下来的
？When the society around us is wanting to strip away our humanity, how do you survive?
当我们周围的社会环境想要把我们的人性剥夺的时候，这时候。犹太人是怎么样活下来的
？Well, the Jewish people have this concept called Shalom Bayit or Ping An in your home.
犹太人呢有一个 Shalom Bayit 这样的观念，也就是在家里的平安这样的观念。
The Hebrew word Shalom literally means to be whole and complete.
希伯来文 Shalom 也就是一般我们说平安的这个字呢，它的意义是整全的、完全的、是一体的。
It's not peace as the opposite of war, it's peace as the opposite of fracturedness.
好，那他的意思不是说像哦征战和平啊，因为平安也有和平的意思，或者是说混乱平安，不是。他的意思是一体，那相对的呢就是破裂的，四分五裂的。但是现在这个平安的意思就是一体的，整体的。
We have learned through our experience that there can be war outside your door, literally.
所以我们学会一个功课，或许门外正在打仗。
And inside your home, depending on what you do, there will be peace.
但是在你的家中，也要看你在做些什么事。不管外面再怎么打仗，在你的家总是有平安。
How do you build your home to be a house of peace?
那么你怎么样建造你自己的家室，成为一个平安的家呢？
It is the only way you can survive the war outside your door.
只有这样，你才能够在一个征战的、打仗的这样的一个环境下存活下来。
It's by taking the wisdom of Torah.
就是把妥拉所给予我们的智慧。
And building your home to be a garden, the garden of delight.
拿来建造我们的家，成为这个喜悦的园子。
A place of beauty, a place of comfort.
是一个安舒，是一个充满了美的地方。
Where you step into the door and you have entered into God's rest.
当你进到这个门里的时候，你就进入神的安息了。
And so your children can be surrounded by the beauties of a garden.
所以你的儿女能够在园子里面一切的荣美当中环绕包围着他们。
And that garden is in the oneness of their parents.
那这一个园子要从他们父母的合一开始。
For remember, the garden is planted within the oneness of God's delight.
记得这个园子也是在圣父、圣子、圣灵的合一以及合一的喜悦当中所建立的。
Just as God is one, He has created man and wife to be truly one, not two lives, not two people.
就如同神是一体一位，那么丈夫跟妻子也是两人成为一体。
Yes, we have two names, we have two identities.
是的，我们两个人有两个名字，有两个不同的身份。
But the Torah view is that man and wife are to share the same essence.
但是妥拉的智慧教导我们，丈夫跟妻子是共享一个本质的。
That man and wife would be just like these waters, one reflecting the other because they share the same essence.
就像这个水一样，他们彼此反照，因为他们的本质是一个。
And when we share that same essence and know ourselves to be one, we then find our delight and the oneness of God.
当我们分享这相同的本质，知道两人是一体的时候，那么我们就可以找到神的合一跟这合一中的喜悦。
Within the delight of the Echad of Ima and Abba, a child is born and kept safe.
在这个爸爸跟妈妈的 Echad 的喜悦当中，这个孩子成长的环境就相当的安全。
That is the foundation of a house of peace, where outside your door is death waiting for you.
所以这个家的根基就是平安，就是安全。但是门外哦，虽然门外有死亡在等候，但是一进到这个家是平安的，是安全的。
How could we survive the fear of the terror that's waiting the outside our door for those who hate us?
我们如何能从那些恨我们、就是门外这些憎恨我们、这些等着要杀害我们的人当中存活下来呢？
Only because we're the people of God, the Jewish people have been hated severely.
只因为我们是神的子民，所以世人真的是极度憎恨我们。
Terror waits us outside our door.
因此在我们的家门以外就有恐怖的事情在等着发生。
How do children grow up with the ability to stand upstrong without the fear of terror.
那么在这样的处境里面，我们的儿女如何能够成长，然后抬头挺胸，不害怕在门外的那些恐怖跟那些憎恨呢？
I guarantee you, it's not from learning that 1+1=2.
我告诉各位，我们不是从1+1=2这些功课里面学来的。
It's not from learning 100 times 100 is, I don't know, 1,000?
No.
Whatever. I didn't learn it.
我们也不是从一百乘以一百等于多少啊、多少啊，反正也不是从那里学来的。
That is not what will give our children the freedom to survive and thrive.
那些呢功课没有办法教育我们的儿女啊，怎么样在困难的处境当中能够存活下来，而且不仅存活，生命是昌盛的。
To learn the arithmetic and learn to count money and earn money might help me survive.
是的，在学校里面学数学功课，怎么样算哦，怎么样打，或许可以帮助我在这个世界里面生存。
But surviving is not living.
但是存活、生存不等于活啊。
And Jewish people have had to survive for centuries.
那犹太人在数世纪以来，他们都需要在艰困的环境里面学习怎么样存活下来。
But we've learned from the wisdom of Torah that that's not living.
那我们学的啊，要从妥拉的智慧里面来，因为存活不是活，真正要活要从妥拉的智慧里面来。
Living is knowing ourselves within the delight of Echad within God.
真正的生命，真正的活，是要学会知道在神的合一里面，在神的 Echad 里面，在他的喜悦当中，我们经验我们的生命。
And so what we work for is to make our home a place of beauty and a place of peace and rest.
因此我们努力的目标就是要把我们的家营造成为一个安全的、平安的、柔美的、得以安歇的地方。
Because God created us to be beautiful and to be delightful.
因为神造我们就是柔美的，就是满有喜悦的。
Now, verse 10 of Genesis chapter 2.
好，现在我们看第二章的第十节。
You can read this one in Chinese.
Okay. 第十节，有禾从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
Where does this river flow from?
这个河从哪里流出来的呢？
It enters into the garden and it brings life to the garden. It leaves the garden and spread and breaks into four headwaters.
它进入这个园子，滋润这园子，而且从那里分为四道。
And four in the Hebraic thought represents the four corners of the earth.
四这个字在希伯来人的思维里面呢，代表就是全地啊，地的四角。
But when you read the Bible, learn to see the details and you will find the treasures.
但是当你在读经的时候呢，你要学会吼读它字里行间的细节，那么你就可以挖到宝藏了。
Where does this river flow from?
这个河是从哪里流出来的呢？
What is the head source of the waters?
它的源头在哪里呢？
Delight, Eden.
啊，它的源头是伊甸，也就是喜悦。
The waters flowed from Eden, from delight.
因此河是从喜悦中流出来的。
The river of life flows from within the delight of Echad in God.
所以生命河是从神 Echad 合一的喜悦当中涌流的。
Within the delight of Echad of, God, of Father, Son and Spirit.
在圣父、圣子、圣灵的 Echad 中间的喜悦流出了生命河。
We learn Yeshua proclaiming, I am the river of life.
我们也学到耶稣他宣告，我就是生命的河。
From within the light of God, Yeshua flows forth as a river of life.
从神里面的喜悦，耶稣啊涌流出来，成为生命的河流。
And wherever the river flows, he will bring life because that is his nature.
这条河无论流到哪里去，就是生命滋生，因为这就是他的本质。
Amen.
I love you.
I love you too, God. If we can know our reality in God,
如果我们认识我们在神里面的这样的一个生命的景况，
If as we sit here on earth, we can know that we are placed, rested in the garden of delight.
我们人是坐在这里，但是同时我们也知道我们现在也在他喜悦的园子里面得以安歇。
For the river of life, Yeshua flew from the garden and spread to four, the four corners of the earth.
因为耶稣啊，耶稣这生命河从喜悦的园子里面涌流，流到地的四极，流到全地。
For wherever would man would wander away from the face of God,
不管人再怎么样流浪，远离了神的面。
The river of life goes forth to bring him back the delight of God.
但这生命河总是流，流到全地，将他带回到神的喜悦中。
And that is the finished work of Yeshua's life.
那这个就是耶稣的生命在地上所完成的工作。
He has accomplished everything that was necessary to bring all of us back to the Garden of Delight.
他已经完成他需要做的一切工了，好使我们能够被带回到这个喜悦园里面。
And so we stop striving to survive.
因此我们不需要再很努力、很辛苦的、很挣扎的要生存下来。
And in our homes, we build a garden of delight, a house of peace wherein we can thrive.
在我们的家中，我们建造一个平安的家，我们建造一个喜悦的园子，好叫生命能够在这样的一个处境里面得以昌盛。
It's for this reason that when we sing our anthem, the Tikva, it brings tears from within us, no matter what language you sing it in.
也是因为这样，所以当我们在唱以色列国歌的时候，不管是用什么话唱的哈，我都能够深深感动我的心啊，让我们掉泪。
As I heard you singing in your language, it made me quite emotional.
当我听到各位用台语啊，用台语的唱调歌的时候呢，我内心是相当澎湃激荡的。
Because these waters, the living waters of Yeshua, is our only hope.
因为耶稣啊，他生命的水源才是我们唯一的盼望。
To thrive from within the light of the home of Abba and Ima as one.
当这个家里面阿爸跟伊玛，就是爸爸跟妈妈，哎哈。然后有这样喜悦，孩子的生命在这样的环境里面长大，他才有真正的生命力。
Just as God is one and has made us one with Him, so also Abba and Ima are one in delight.
就如同神是一位，神也使我们与他合而为一。那么在家中的爸爸跟妈妈应该也是一体的。
And if we can truly take hold of this task to truly know ourselves as one in delight.
如果我们能够抓住这样的一个任务跟使命，真实的知道我们生命的本质就是一体的，而且是在喜悦中的，这才是我们生命的实际。
Then and only then does the river of life flow from delight to one another and to the children.
那么也只有这样，这一条生命河，从喜悦涌流的生命河，才可以流到我们彼此的生命里面，然后再从我们流出去。滋润彼此的生命。
For this river of life has one and only one source.
因为这一条生命河只有一个源头。
And that, according to the Torah, is Eden, delight.
按照这个妥拉所告诉我们的，这个源头就是伊甸，也就是喜悦。
Now, American Jews, for example.
美国的犹太人呢？举个例。
Where I was born.
我是出生在美国。
I have the right to say.
因此呢，我可以这样说。
Have thrived in the eyes of the world with a need to survive. Have in the eyes of the world have thrived.
在这个世人的眼光里面呢，好像看见我们的生命力是昌盛是强的。
Because of the need to survive.
因为我们常常被逼迫，所以要存活下来成为我们的动力，所以犹太人很成功。
And therefore have become famously wealthy.
因此呢，在美国人啊，犹太人都是那些哦很有钱的富翁。
Well, not me and my family, because actually most American Jews are quite poor.
我跟我的家人不是在富翁之列了哈，但是呢，还有很多的犹太美国的犹太人其实也很贫困的。
But that's the reputation.
但是呢，一般犹太人的名声在美国就是哦很有钱的富翁。
On the eighth day, instead of being circumcised, you are decided, oh, my son will be a doctor, or my son will be a lawyer.
所以呢，在第八天哦，犹太的孩子出生，男孩子出生到第八天呢，这个犹太父母不是给他受割礼，而是决定说，的将来长大要当医生的，这将来长大要做律师的。
Because of the lie that within financial stability we then live.
啊，那我们呢就活在一个谎言当中，这个谎言就是你要是有钱，你的生活就可以稳定。
Well, you might be panting for breath in living as a living person, but you're not alive.
啊，你活呢不是说光呼吸就叫活啊，你有在呼吸，不见得你的生命真实在活。
And so often I hear the stories of my fellow Jewish brothers after the parents die, they stop being that doctor and lawyer.
所以我常常听到我其他的犹太朋友说啊，爸妈死了以后呢，他们就辞掉医生跟律师的工作了。
And they start their life for the first time, maybe their 40s, 50s, 60s.But they start to live for the first time.
所以到了四十岁、五十岁、六十岁，才开始真正为自己而活。
Now, isn't that tragic?
但是这不是很悲剧吗？
Why would anybody want to do that to their children?
为什么有任何父母要对他的儿女做这样的事呢？
For them to start living only after they die, after the parent dies.
好像只有他们儿女的生命要在爸妈死了以后才可以真正活。
Which means that that parents do not relate to their true children.
这意思也代表父母并没有跟孩子哦，他孩子到底是谁啊？真正的身份跟本质是什么？没有连结的，没有关系的。
The truth of who your child is locked inside and will only come out when the bondage is dead.
所以你儿女真实的命定被锁在里头，那只有这种的捆锁，只有在父母过世以后才能够被解开。
That is the truth of what Jewish people have lived in.
但是这是很多在美国犹太人的生活的光景。
And these communities of Jewish people are famously atheists.
而在这样的犹太社群里面啊，就是这些很有钱的犹太人当中，常常后来他们都成为无神论者。
Not knowing God and not embracing the wisdom of His Torah.
不认识神，也没有办法去拥抱他妥拉的智慧。
But I know people like this who are now starting to pursue the wisdom of God in Torah.
但是我有这样的朋友，那他们呢，现在才开始去追求妥拉的智慧。
And it is to these Jewish people that God then is revealed to, and their life begins anew.
那对这些追求妥拉智慧的朋友犹太人来讲呢，神开始向他们显明自己，那他们就好像重生一样。
Because the Torah are these living waters of Yeshua's life flowing from God to us.
因为妥拉就是耶稣的活水，从神流向我们。